ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति
शान्ति शान्ति
इंशान वर्सेस 10 टू 14 चैप्टर 16
काममाश्रित्य दुष्पूरं दम्भमानमधान्विताः मोहाद्गृहीत्वा सद्ग्राहान् प्रवर्तन्ते शुचिव्रताः काममाश्रित्य दुष्पूरं दम्भमानमधान्विताः मोहाद्गृहीत्वा सद्ग्राहान् प्रवर्तन्ते शुचिव्रताः चिन्तामपरिमेयां च प्रलयान्तामुपाश्रिताः कामोपभोगपरमा एतावदिति निश्चिताः चिन्तामपरिमेयां च प्रलयान्तामुपाश्रिताः कामोपभोगपरमा एतावदिति निश्चिताः आशापाशशतैर्बद्धाः कामक्रोधपरायणाः इहन्ते कामभोगार्थम् अन्याएनार्थसञ्चयान् आशापाशशतैर्बद्धाः कामक्रोधपरायणाः इदमद्यमया लब्धम् इमं प्राप्स्ये मनोरथम् इदमस्तीदमपि मे भविष्यति पुनर्धनम् इदमद्यमया लब्धम् इमं प्राप्स्ये मनोरथम् इदमस्तीदमपि मे भविष्यति पुनर्धनम् असौ मया हतः शत्रुः निश्येचापराणपि ईश्वरोऽहमहं भोगी सिद्धोऽहं बलवान् सुखी असौ मया हतः शत्रु हनिष्ये चापराणपि There was a mistake there. It was Hanishye Chaparanapi. I chanted it wrongly. So we'll chant it once again. Asau Mayahata Shatru Hanishye Chaparanapi Ishwarohamaham Bogi Siddoham Palavansuki.
He's talking about the person with divine and another person with demoniac nature. And he talked about divine in the beginning, and now he is talking about the demoniac nature and conduct. The demoniac person functions purely on egocentric desires and egoistic attitude. So that is what he is talking about here. He lacks clarity because his head is covered by desires. Full of desires and ego, therefore he doesn't see through. In the 18th chapter he says, contact-born enjoyments, begin as pleasure, ends up as pain. So a person full of desire is not able to see through that it will lead to pain. No. He just rushes to the object of desire and later on suffers. So that's what he's saying. They don't have clarity. There's nothing in their head because they're completely overpowered by desire, lust. And for them, this life is to simply indulge. Simply indulge, completely self-indulgence. And absolutely no higher vision, higher goal, nothing. It is just to fulfill one's desires. And if it means that they might have to take certain wrong means, they don't care. They will take it. It is just a question of acquisition and enjoyment, nothing else. So in the 9 he says, holding this view, the ruined souls of small intellect, they ruin themselves because your action is that which produces the result. So if you are going to choose the sensual path predominantly, you are ruining your life much faster. So they come with fierce deeds, detrimental to them and to the world. They come forth as enemies for the world, for the destruction of the world. They don't care. Now, we've heard stories of Emperor Nehru forgetting a tune. So to remember, recollect that, he set the whole of room on fire. So for their selfish purpose, they can even destroy the world. They don't care. See, when the human greed takes over, who's thinking about the larger world? You tell me. Nobody. There are people who, in times of shortage, they'll be hiding the stuff that is on shortage because they can hike up the price and make money. You see? So they don't care about their this thing. They only worry about themselves.
No, then they don't think about the karmas.
Nothing. They in fact say there is nothing like that. Even if they believe, then they chala gaya. I will probably bribe in Yamaloka. I will take my way through. You know? And it only happens for others, not to me. It doesn't matter, who cares whether it is there or not. I just want to indulge. That's it. This is how they function. So that's what he's saying. They come forth with fierce deeds. Small intellect. Small intellect means no intellect. Small intellect means they can't think beyond. They can't think about the repercussions. Or even if they little bit they're concerned about repercussions, the desires will come and take over. That's it. Unbelievable stuff they do. That's what he's saying. So, see, the danger of allowing the desires to take over. Once a person has gone into it, he can't see. He only sees the pleasure then and there. Swami Ramakrishna gives a beautiful story. He says, there's a tiger chasing a man. Tiger or some wild animal chasing a man. So he climbs a tree. And the tiger is sitting down. The wild animal is sitting down. Because he will come down, so he will eat him. In the meantime, there's a snake that is trying to harm him. And he is trying to escape from it and going to the edge of the branch. And the fear, without properly looking around, it disturbs the honey comb which is above his head. The honey bees are stinging him. Now, in the meantime, drops of honey falling from the honey comb. So he is sticking out his tongue to lick it. In all these problems. And Swami Ramakrishna says, this is our plight. You know, all sorts of issues, problems confronting us, this, that, still the mind goes. It's very, very interesting how the mind functions. I don't know how many of you have read that book, Mahatma Gandhiji's My Experiment with Truth. Anybody has read? I've read the book many years ago. He's a great man. He talks about everything openly about himself. We call him Mahatma. But when you read, he also has come up from an ordinary level, right? So he talks about, I think it was his father's death. His father has died and the dead body is there. And in that situation, he has a sexual desire. And he talks about it. Even in that situation. That's how the mind functions. You understand? The lust, the desire. We see things around, situations alarming, yet it doesn't. And for our benefit, when the desires take over you, you don't know what you will do. You may say many things. It is said in one of the versions of Ramayana that when Mother Sita was overpowered by that golden deer, and Rama, she told him to go, and Rama was in apparently in difficulty, which is not true, but when he, the Rakshasa was killed by Rama, he shouts in Rama's voice, "Oh Lakshmana, save me." So then Lakshmana knows this must be the handiwork of some Rakshasa. He doesn't go. And Sita ji says, "Go." And he refuses to go. At the time, certain ill words she is supposed to have spoken. Why? Desire. When the desire takes over, that's what he's saying. A rakshas nature.
You will have desire over desire for the deer. No.
That time
she said Lakshman. Yeah, she said that you are not going because you want, like you are okay with Ram dying and something like that.
Yeah.
No, so how is that words of desire?
She's covered. She's not able to think properly. You can't think properly. When you are overpowered by the desire, you can't think properly. That is why even so-called thinkers fall for greed. See, it's not an easy thing.
Yeah, at that point of time, she completely like...
That's it. Okay. How many people, educated people were taken for a ride by these so-called financial companies and this and that? Invest with us, this is that, this and that. So, ungreed. Forget that. I know people who get emails, right? Somebody says that you won some lottery in this country and some huge amount for which you have to send some $1,000 or $5,000 for the process and all that, and we will take care of it. There are fellows who have sent $5,000, $10,000. And I know somebody.
Somebody said?
That somebody was about to send. They called me. They're very close to me. They said something like this. I think it's genuine. I want to do this. I said, just stop this nonsense. And secondly, even if it's genuine, I told them, what have you done to deserve that money? So you will not think. You will not think. Did you hear that lecture, Wise and Otherwise?
Yes.
I sent in the...
Yes, I did that. I heard.
The wise person asked this question. Yeah. Huh? What did I do to deserve this?
Did I even buy a ticket, vote lottery, or I bought a lottery ticket?
It is unbelievable.
That I won the lottery.
So it may not be lottery, there is some other
like whatever, whatever scheme.
The based on your traveling so much, we had a lottery. Something that I don't know. They come up with educated, intelligent people who are at a very high position in organizations of Palambar. And many people are ashamed of talking about it, so they don't complain.
Yeah, that's what they take advantage
of. Because if you complain, you feel ashamed, na? Because they ask, what are you, mad or something?
Yeah.
What kind of a person are you? Imagine a vice president of an organization, President, CEO doing this and then wanting to complain. How will your employees look at you? It's incredible, I'm telling you. What did I do to deserve this? Nobody questions. It's just unbelievable. Because the greed takes over. That's what he's saying. When the Rakshas Guna takes over, and they come forth as destroyers of the world. destruction of the world. Enemy, they become enemies because ego.
काममाश्रित्य दुष्पूरं दम्भमानमदान्विताः मोहाद्गृहीत्वा सद्ग्राहान् प्रवर्तन्ते शुचिव्रताः काममाश्रित्य दुष्पूरं दम्भमानमदान्विताः मोहाद्गृहीत्वा सद्ग्राहान् प्रवर्तन्ते शुचिव्रताः.
Abiding in insatiable desires, they are completely lost in insatiable desires. Like he shows in the pond poem, there is a pond around which a lot of ducklings are playing, and a small chick wants to go and play with the ducklings, and the mother bird cautions the chick, listen, you can go and play, but when they get into the pond and come out, you don't get in. And the chick says okay and goes, and as they are playing, suddenly the ducklings go into the pond and they swing their tail up, the head up, they are enjoying the swimming. And the chick gets a desire, why should I not enter? And it's reasoning. Chick is reasoning. First of all, chicken intellect itself is very small. Need no intellect. And secondly, reasoning when it is overpowered by the desire. It's a very big problem. You understand? So, the chick, when it reasons, first question the chick asks is, my feet. And really the reason for which the chick cannot swim is the feet, because ducks have webbed feet, chick doesn't have webbed feet, so it can't swim. So, but it considers, the first thing it considers when it is reasoning is, could this be my feet? So it starts with feet, my this, my that. Then it concludes by saying, my beak is pointed, their beaks are round. Is that any reason why I should be drowned? Beak is not the reason. Started off with feet, but the desire overpowered, really could not think, and then comes up with some petty reasoning and then says, could that be any reason why I should be drowned? And then it says, I am really remarkably fond of water. I'm really remarkably fond of water. And then plunges into the water and perishes. So what we need to understand is, this insatiable desire robs our intellect. Nyayato vishayan bhuksaha sangasteshu bhajayate sangat sanjayate kamaha kamat krodot vijayate krodat bhavati sammohaha sammohat smriti vibhramaha smriti bhramshat buddhinashaha buddhinashat pranashyate. How did it all start? Thought. That became attachment. Attachment became desire. Once the desire is taken over, slowly you finish. That's the problem. So that's why it is, abiding in insatiable desire, overpowered by hypocrisy. They are pretending outside to be other than what they are. And they are full of pride and arrogance. They are more concerned about what others think and showing off and all that, rather than what they really are. Arrogant, nothing, nobody like me. Foolishly taking steps and very arrogant. I take decisions like this. I know how it happens. I know how to do this. Complete arrogance. And gripped by evil ideas through delusion. Gripped by evil ideas through delusion, they work with impure resolve. absolutely valueless desire-based life they lead. Improper resolve, meaning that no value is nothing. They may take the money from the house which is kept for the child's food and drink, or go for a horse race. We heard stories like that. A fellow is addicted to alcohol, horse race, and they lose the values. Absolutely pure resolve. Improper means it's against dharma. He only thinks about his immediate pleasure, not for the welfare of the whole world. No. See, there are many ways in which one can make money. But for one's selfish growth, they can go to any extent. Drug peddling, child trafficking, all these things. That's at the extreme level. And even at the gross level, see, there are certain levels of standards set for business when you have to start an industry. A pollution control board is there. For what? They have to make sure that beyond this limit, the pollution is not there. Is it right? But you may bribe them and get a pollution control board certificate. And you may be polluting more than necessary. For what? For that extra buck. You understand? Unbelievable. All these are why they are doing this, because they are all caught by desires. Employing children, however harmful it may be. This is what he is talking about. See there. And they may come up with some reasoning like, so many people are getting benefited, this, that. If there is a certain standard, if it's there, that means it's not good for everybody. There's a dharma and we need to follow. Vedanta doesn't say you should not fulfill your desires or you should not earn money. It only says let it be dharmic. Let it be dharmic. Not a dharma. So that's what he's saying, abiding in insatiable desires, overpowered by hypocrisy. They are not satisfied living up to their level. They want to show beyond their level. So they will steal, beg, borrow, do everything possible. Just for the sake of pride. No. And arrogant.
No, so here, if you have a desire and you are able to fulfill that desire with by your own means, and you have the desire for your own sake, not for show off, is that
do it? Do it dharmically. Now I gave different examples, no?
Mm.
Why do you have to? And I said, do you means not you, anybody. Mm. Why does anyone have to do that? It's greed. Pure greed. Desires? Doesn't that happen, you tell me?
Hmm?
The pollution levels are there.
Yeah.
But you know that your industry is polluting far beyond.
Hmm.
Yet, couldn't care less. There are people putting the industrial, sending the industrial waste into the Ganges.
Yeah.
Yamuna and Ganges. You understand? And they are educated. They don't have values right here. So he's saying they are evil ideas. Evil means selfish. Selfishness is the greatest evil. Should be able to resist it. See, what you don't understand is, you are creating an environment for your own grandchildren which is bad. That is why he said small intellect, you can't think beyond your nose. So, the typical trademark of a demonic person is overpowered by desires, arrogance, zero intellect. They don't see from the larger picture, only purely from the smaller perspective, their perspective, today, nothing else. So pure means it's for the good of everyone. Impure means just me. Maximum my family.
So Guruji, actually we look at our life now. It's not a matter of lesser of the evil, but so much of the stuff we do is not good. Like today, even if we're using a car, like that day which example you gave about the lift, it really struck me because it never occurs otherwise. But like things like you said, something that, even like, you know, if you're using the lift, if you can, if you need it, if you're a person, if you have a problem, you're using it, fine, one. But if you don't have a problem, just use the stairs because you're using that much electricity and the power and everything. So it's a wastage. It's in on everyday basis, like supposing even with we are using air conditioner, they're increasing our efficiency, but they are also using up electricity or using power or whatever. So in our everyday life, we are utilizing a lot of amenities for convenience, not for need.
Yes.
Which is also causing pollution, of course it's causing, today we are using plastic, we are using things, we know that plastic is, look at what is happening to our world, but we are still using it.
Yes.
So, okay, yes, maybe we try to make it the lesser of the evils, that where you can avoid, you try to, but yes, still, that's still not actually justified, because what do you mean lesser of the evils? You're still using a lot of...
Yes, so you have to become conscientious and accordingly you have to use, correct?
No, but like air conditioning,
don't use air conditioning.
Yeah, it increases efficiency.
Conscientious approach to everything.
Yeah.
No, you shut it when you leave the room, all that is okay, but
even then
using it is okay.
It's a matter of perspective.
That's what I'm saying, see. If you actually think about it, many of us, like she rightly said, we only are concerned about our convenience.
About?
Our convenience. Mm-hmm. We are not at all bothered about many situations around. Mm-hmm. No. Already there was a big news about there is absolutely zero water in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? And Cape Town is a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. You visited there, you know. They are saying there is no water in the ground level. Situations are becoming worse. And human being, it's incredible. There is a beautiful quotation. That's one of my highly inspirational quotation to me. It says, nakedness of this world can be clothed with the trimmings of the veil. So you become conscious. Supposing they announce to you that we are doing some work on the overhead tank, so very limited supply of water will be there. You have to use only that for 2 days. Don't you sail through that? That particular day, how you use water? How did you become conscious that day? Because when it affects you, so when you identify with the total, then it's not just you, then anybody outside is also you. So then accordingly you will be very, very conscientiously using your air conditioner, everything, electricity, everything.
Yes, like
the resources.
Car, it's not like, you know, I mean, okay, you can afford it, you can say that, oh, abhi ye le aao, they get that, then the car. But you become a little conscious and you say, you know, when it's on the routing, or you become a little conscious and you feel it's wasteful to just, okay, you can afford the petrol, but
exactly.
That's not the point.
Exactly.
It's not
yours. This is the point. In fact, many years ago, maybe, I don't know, maybe 2-3 years ago, somebody sent me this video. Not video, it's an information. I think it was shared by Ratan Tata, if I'm not wrong. In Germany, I believe it happened. A fellow went to the restaurant with friends to eat. And after eating, there was a lot of food that they were wasting. So somebody else sitting in the other table, they said, you got to finish it. I said, we don't feel like eating it, just leave it. And they were fined for it, because you're wasting the resources. See, you need to have that kind of a conscience that so many people not even getting one meal a day.
I remember when we were small, my father used to say, "Billi band, abhi pankha band karke aana, switch band kare aana." He used to feel so irritated. Band karke aana, band karke aana.
One, I'm not talking about your dad.
No, maybe
having the national conscientious or world conscience, that is different. But there are people who do these things because they want to save their electricity bill. No, no, that is wrong. We are not talking about that. We are talking about, like you genuinely, when a person understands, why waste resource? You should not waste resource. And God has given us this. Vedas are full of it. Vedas are talking about it. Vedas talk about rivers as the blood. And look at the way we have preserved our resources. You know, when you travel abroad, you see, my God. Of course, they are also doing a lot of nonsense to the world, that's different. But I was amazed. A class member of mine, he in fact told me that, I'll give you a few acres of land, why don't you please start an ashram in Canada, Edmonton. He wants me to go and start an ashram in Edmonton. Then he took me, I said, no, we are not doing anything. But he took me to Edmonton for lectures. So when I went there, I saw they have something like 325 acres or 350 acres of land. He and two or three of his friends together, they bought and they're trying to develop it. And they had applied for plan sanction and all that. The plan sanction came for something like, out of the 325 acres, they could only develop about 200 acres or something. Why? Because in that huge piece of land, in between there's a lot of low levels, trees, you know, and they said you have to leave it as it is, so it will catch water. So you have to create a pond, catch water, leave it as it is. Now here what we'll do, we'll fill it up and the entire 350 acres, whatever possible, more than that.
Yeah, they use up.
So, there is no this thing about dharma. Me, my, everybody is doing it, so what if I do it? That's what it is. A rajasic person's mind functions only in terms of what I can get. What happens to the world, I don't care.
But then how do you know when your like, I'll take the AC only. I'll take the example of AC. Today only I was thinking, I feel very hot. And my nose also starts bleeding. We've also got spoiled. We got used to the AC. I do yoga in the morning. I go down. Windows are obviously opened in the morning. No morning, you sit with the AC. Try to sit with the AC. I was just thinking, AC on kara de. Then I said, no, yoga to fresh air, we can fresh air. Now there was that dilemma. I was feeling very hot. I wasn't able to do my exercise properly. But I said, no, I should also not be with the AC all the time. So that time I was very confused. I'm still very confused what I should do.
There's nothing to be confused. You should try to develop your titiksha level. It's your mind playing games with you, basically. Mind obviously wants convenience. You understand? That's the thing. Mind obviously wants convenience.
But at the same time, you get nauseous because of it, then it's not worth it.
You need to be sensitive.
Yeah, yeah. Then you have to see.
There are certain things that need to be kept in the AC only.
Yeah.
Fridge only. Keep it. You don't keep it outside.
And then the weather.
That's what we are saying. Yes. You need to bring in your reason, analyze, and then do. But you have to check whether it is my desire.
Yeah.
See, what we need to understand is, body doesn't lie, mind lies.
Okay. Body doesn't lie.
I'll tell you. When you eat, the body is full, but the mind says, ek aur khao. Achcha hai, ek aur khao. You know, you know, if you just little bit delay and watch, you know that yes, this is, I'm really full, but I'm just going for greed. So like that I'm saying, you little bit pause, analyze, this kind of thing, nothing emergency, 5 minutes mein kuch nahi ho jata hai. If you're bleeding or something, obviously you don't have to think twice, but normal, the example that you gave is not about bleeding, it's just about hot and then I have to do yoga and this and that, little bit. Titiksha, we need to develop. And once you don't give in to your mind, because you tell your mind, yes, I'm not saying I'm not giving you AC, I will give you, but not every time. No. And little bit, if you can put up, then your capacity to put up with inconvenience also increases.
Yeah, well, I keep thinking that people are walking the whole day in the heat and you have been unsick without the AC.
That's why, no, you need to
increase your tolerance.
Little bit pause and think. Then you will be. And think from the total angle. And secondly, also increase your contribution. You know, if your work demands that you use such gadgets and such things, you have to increase your contribution. Not sitting and enjoying comfort. Mechanically we do, you know, many of us don't think.
No, but with the AC efficiency.
AC is just an example.
There are
many things that we do.
Exactly. If it's not PC, don't play. Then you're conscious and you say that, okay, I'm happy.
Yeah.
And your body also gets used to it.
Absolutely. So when you're borrowing money from the bank, you're borrowing public's money. Your business may fail and you are not able to pay, that's a different matter. But how conscientiously you run it? Think of it. So, we hear stories that there are people running it purposely for the business to fail. And they have taken the money in a different way. And there are laws that protect, you know. It's all what? Individual greed coming as enemies of the world. That's what he said. So when a desire is there, you've got to be very careful.
चिन्तामपरिमेयां च प्रलयान्तामुपाश्रिताः कामोपभोगपरमा एतावदिति निश्चिताः चिन्तामपरिमेयां च प्रलयान्तामुपाश्रिताः कामोपभोगपरमा एतावदिति निश्चिताः. Beset with immense care, tremendous attachment to the result ending only with death.
என்ன ஹோனா சாஹியே ஒன்னு ஹோனா சாஹியே ஹோப் இட் வில் கம் ஹோப் திஸ் வில் வர் ஹே மேனே ஹே ஐ ஷுட் நாட் லூஸ் ஐ ஷுட் நாட் லூஸ் ஐ ஷுட் நாட் லூஸ் ட்ரெமெண்டஸ் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் அன்பிலீவபிள் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் That's what I think, immense care. Every 2 minutes they'll be standing on the leg skin, the fellows. Swamiji says in somebody's house when he goes to stay in India and abroad, every room, every bathroom has a leg skin. And he says, everybody in the house is at least 5-10 floor weight. You know, in other words, it's tremendous attachment, immense care.
How is the immense attachment? If they have a weighing scale, I would assume that they want to be fit.
Yeah, worry is anxiety.
No, but then the
other extreme, either they become anorexic or overweight. Both are there. Throughout the life, stress. They should not
be obsessed.
Obsession. It is basically obsession.
It's not obsession.
No, but like tomorrow.
No, they are not saying don't take up your health.
Yeah.
Of course,
yeah, it must be safe.
But not to the extent of, be obsessed with it. That's what he's saying. Immense care means totally obsessed. Completely stressed because of that. Anything happens immediately, you will go for one test. And this and that. That doesn't mean you don't do test at all. That is another extreme.
Yeah,
a lot of
people don't. Somebody got a stroke, he kept his mother at home.
We are not getting into the examples, but what we need to understand is that word immense care, you know, they are so attached to their acquisitions and enjoyments, their possessions, terribly attached. There are cases where parents refuse to send children to best of university abroad after having got the seat in that college through scholarship. Still they said, no, why? How can we send our child? No, immense care, attachment. That's what he's saying. Finally it will end up only in death only, because the more attached you are, Swami Ramakrishna very clearly says, the way to gain anything is to lose it. If you are attached, you will destroy it. You will make sure that it will end up in loss.
No, can you give an example explaining this?
See, your energies are getting dissipated in the agitation resulting out of attachment. So you are not properly planning, executing your plans, nothing. So you will obviously lose it. When that objectivity is there, then you relax and then you plan and execute. Otherwise you are finished. With tremendous attachment you go on bothering your son, and one first opportunity you get, he will leave your house. Because excessive love, attachment is nothing but excessive love. Swami Vivekananda says, he who is over cautious about himself falls into danger at every step. Each and every step he falls into danger. This is completely different from handling situation with objectivity and with care. The attachment spoils the whole thing. That's what it is. And then with sensual enjoyments, their highest aim. Feeling sure this is all. They'll tell you, whether next life will be there or not. And when will we die? We don't know. When will you enjoy all this? Happy throw. Sensual enjoyment as their highest aim, and they're very sure nothing else. This is all. खाओ पियो मजा करो, लाइफ इज फॉर यू टू एंजॉय, सिंपली हैव फन, अननेसेसरली डोंट गेट इनटू सो मेनी पीपल सफरिंग दिस दैट, यू हैव टू एंजॉय. दे आर फूल्स, दे विल बी लाइक दैट, दे आर इंटेलिजेंट, यू हैव टू एंजॉय. You're not eating to live, you're living to eat. That kind of a philosophy. Five senses are there, I must enjoy. Nothing else. Indulge, not enjoy, indulge. Enjoyment is nothing wrong. In fact, if you have regulation, you enjoy. You have indulgence, you don't enjoy. Slowly when you indulge, your senses get deteriorated. Senses loses the capacity to enjoy. So a person who is fully into sensual enjoyment, he doesn't enjoy. So the senses will lose the capacity and the desire increases. The more and more you indulge, you feel very, very dissatisfied. So the desire is going on increasing. But the senses have lost the capacity to enjoy. Then what happens? You are in hell. So indulgent person completely goes into hell. That's why to teach our children through example, the value of regulation is very important. We don't. We ourselves are indulgent. What about them? You got to expose, but at the same time, you got to teach them to regulate. Just because it's available and you can afford. That's why I said, no? Vedantic dictionary of affordability is different. How much you can be without it is your affordability strength. How much you can be without it? Swamiji used to say when he was in Chinna Mission, I don't know how it is now, but those days I believe when Swamiji started, Swami Chinmayananda started, dinner is about 8 o'clock. Then morning, a cup of tea, and then only lunch, no breakfast. Lunch at 12 o'clock. And all then sit on the ground, and the lunch is served in front of you, but you are not supposed to eat. You are supposed to chant 15th chapter of the Gita. Of course, it's only 20 verses. But even if you chant 20 verses, not in tremendous speed, not proper pace, right pace, it may take at least some 10 minutes, 8 minutes. So, imagine, you have eaten only at 8 o'clock in the night. So, 16 hours without eating. Maybe a cup of tea in between. And now, food is in front of you and you are supposed to chant 15th chapter and then only eat. Compared to that, where we don't give any gap going on eating. Indulgence. So, therefore, they go through mental agitations and full of disturbance. Mind is craving how much ever it contacts, the satisfaction is not coming. So that's why he says it causes illness and destruction. There are people who come and say, oh my God, in ashram their children are eating very well, very well. Because there is a regulation. know, if you happen to go to the ashram, signing in for a YPO retreat, now 5 days of YPO retreat, you get unbelievable food there. You understand? Unbelievable food. But when we go a few days before and we stay a few days after, and we are students of ashram, and some of the YPOs who've been coming for many, many years, they also come before and they stay a little later and all that. And even during ordinary times they come. So they know, you know. And usually the YPO retreat starts on a Sunday and finishes on a Friday. And Friday afternoon, final meal, excellent meal is given. A lot of YPOs, they go. And every Friday night, academy is fasting.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So because these guys, they regulate, they just enjoy. And we are constantly eating that kind of food, we don't enjoy. Just don't enjoy. If you simply have dal, chawal, with one sabji on a daily basis, not 5 different sabji, healthy, you know, you eat, then you retain your appetite. And that too, on top of it, no exercise. Then imagine. Indulgence, no exercise whatsoever. What will happen? Obviously. This issue, that issue, because the senses have lost its capacity to contact. And mind is craving. You feel like having more, but you have this illness, that illness, I can't contact. And tremendous agitation. So it was interesting, this Vicky, in fact it was Vinita ji's daughter-in-law. What's her name? Arshit.
Atash.
She is now the ladies Vicky Floka, some head, no?
Yeah.
So she invited me and we, I gave a talk on art of parenting for this ladies. And I went fully prepared because my talk was at 2 o'clock. And Shilpa Shetty is supposed to be talking at 11 o'clock or something. I went fully prepared. Two things. One, definitely I'm going to have very little audience. Because it's, first of all, it's 2 o'clock. And after lunch, many people would have gone. And maybe very little interest will be there to listen to her. They also put it like Vedanta Guru. Vedanta Guru. And coming and talking on art of parenting. Of course, lunch time, I probably expected that. And secondly, I definitely expected it's going to be very late. They are not going to start on time. I went well prepared, but of course, I went well in advance. My slot was at 2 o'clock, but I was there by 1:15, 1:20. And we had the lecture around 3 o'clock or so. You understand? And why I'm talking about it is, that other guy who is also a big fitness guy, who was interviewing Shilpa Shetty, I forget his name.
Luke Pitino.
He had 3 slogans under his name. Eat right. And last one is sleep right. What is in between? Third one, which is in between, actually it's the second one. Eat right, sleep right. In between there is one more point. What was it?
Move more.
I talked about
that
in that very art of parenting. A lot of people didn't know. Of course, still in spite of it, I think there were about 28 people. But Shilpaji must have been thousands, I don't know. So what I'm saying is, eat right, move more, sleep right. That's what he talks about, I believe. It's very popular. And first of all, we don't eat right. We don't sleep right. Even if we do those two things right, there's hardly any moving more. There are no moving more rooms. We don't earn our food, na? We yearn for food. Y-E-A-R-M is there. E-A-R-M is not there. we knock off the wife. Sorry, we should knock off the wife, but we add the wife. We earn for the next meal, but we don't work to get that next meal. See, these guys, they work hard, they can eat. They can digest. They really work hard. They go by cycle, they come back by cycle.
This is exactly what my Dharmanji, sorry to keep on quoting my Dharmanji, but he is my right hand and he said, pehle hum beat wagera paon se karte the. Can you imagine the cardio you are getting just doing your food? He said, that's just a machine ho gaya.
And chakki bhi chalana, the lady is about to exercise.
How is to exercise?
They are about to pochna mein the exercise, yeah. Chakki chalana mein the exercise.
Everything, all your household, yeah,
is doing your exercise.
And first we used to go cycling somewhere, now we go in the car to the gym to do that cycling.
The South, we used to wait to know the richest people had no staff.
See, what we need to understand is...
You mean it's your sense, your own body, it's not about, you know, affording.
So I was telling them, you give so much of sugar to your children. And you hardly make them do any exercise. Because people nowadays don't send them to sports. And even if you send to sports, it's like becoming, it's a career. There also you put so much pressure. They're not playing.
Yeah.
They're not running around playing.
Yeah.
And in Delhi at least I see many schools have good playgrounds. In Chennai when I go, there are hardly few schools which has playgrounds. There's no playground in schools. It's unbelievable. So there's no moving more at all. So now what I'm saying is that deserving, you know, that indulgence, before I touch, do how much I deserve it. No, they don't care, they're just there how to manipulate and enjoy. If it's possible that I'll take a few injections, so that I can have it, I'll have it.
Because
you have pent up energy and if it's not channelized properly it goes into all the wrong directions.
Forget the mind, just even your body you need.
Body is nothing but the mind that is manufactured. So that's why he says immense care, tremendous attachment to acquisition and enjoyment, and they're just going on indulging sense gratification, they ruin themselves. Absolutely finished. Next verse.
आशा पाशशतैर्भद्दाः कामक्रोधपरायणाः इहन्ते कामभोगार्थम् अन्यायेनार्थसंचयान् आशापाशशतैर्बद्धाः कामक्रोधपरायणाः ईहन्ते कामभोगार्थम् अन्यायेनार्थसंचयान्.
Bound by hundreds of bands of hope, succumbing to lust and wrath, they just run to fulfill their lust. And when they are not able to fulfill the lust, whichever situation or people, whosoever comes in between, they get very angry, frustrated. Why am I not able to get it? They strive to obtain hordes of wealth. That is not wrong. Then he says, unjustly. for sensual enjoyment. And also for what? For sensual enjoyment.
Comforts and all which we keep, a softer
dunga,
a softer mattress, you know, that goes into sensual enjoyment only.
Absolutely, pampering the body.
Pampering.
Very mechanically used to it, so you become so conditioned.
Body,
you don't even
mind,
think.
Moving only in good environment.
You don't even think.
5-star, 7-star.
You don't think.
We just change ourselves.
How are you going to go back to going to the market in the sun instead of the mall? It's very tough now. Isn't it hard now?
Yes.
You know, you think and then accordingly you have to
start slowly, step by step.
You have to first bring the internal change.
Yeah.
And to the extent it will become automatically easier.
Next time when I go to Sadhana, I will take you.
Yeah, because it's a step back, actually it's a conscious step.
You realize
it when you at least make an effort to change.
Sadhana, that wholesale market. And then when I go there, next time I'll teach you.
First thing, sit in the house, you don't need a fan. Let's do first thing.
Then go to the
other person. But I'm realizing that sensual enjoyment includes everything we are doing from waking up. The warm water is ready in the tap. We have fluffy soft towels, there's a clean bath mat. If you go through it, the servants are bringing the tea, coffee.
No, but we should be grateful.
Yeah, you had your tea now, they say yes. Okay, so it's done. We think, oh, we need to be asked. But it's very little actually.
But we should also be grateful for what facilities.
When the breakfast is served, I'll tell them, make a fan of the napkin and put a flower. Isn't that our sensual enjoyment?
See, what we need to understand is, sensual enjoyment is not wrong, indulgence is wrong. And they are more preoccupied with the sensual thoughts. They are only going to work and they are unjustly trying to earn so that they can indulge. They and their family, maximum.
How do we know which point is indulgence?
No.
Think.
But I mean, if your table is set nicely, why is it
indulgence? He gave the example, I didn't say that. See, that's what I'm saying. Being aesthetic is not wrong.
Okay.
But what is the purpose? Do you have a higher purpose? Or you are just there for this? Just because I want my house to be seen this way. So, you know, I have to do it this way.
You are not obsessed with
it. Absolutely.
Or if you are going to an environmental situation where it is much, much less, if you are finding it difficult to manage, then it's a problem.
There is
some issue.
Yeah,
I find it difficult. I'll be very honest.
No,
it's
clean, I'm okay.
I don't earn money by wrong means. I try to help everywhere. Because we are now mentally, we are trained. That think of the larger world. That mind training is there. But yeah, I can find it difficult to walk around for 1 hour buying something with the heat. Yeah. I have to admit that.
But we are not saying you have to therefore torture yourself.
Yeah.
Who, of course,
but
I am not.
But if you need to do it, is it like next day in the times that you need to do something, does it like...
Yeah, in the house we do it.
You
no, the Karna is not to Karna. But the lifestyle has changed now. It's not what it was 20 years ago. There I used to think AC must chala, bijli waste hoga. So as you become financially more affluent, you think, not that I'm not in the room and the AC is on, but I'm in the room and the AC is on. And 20 years back, I'm not in this room.
Then 20 years back,
there's only AC on at night.
Yeah, which Gaudis had ACs? My brother-in-law had a Gaudi in cash. It was a luxury. Nowadays it's becoming a necessity.
But Swamiji, Ambassador had a high seat. And when you got in and out, it was very easy. Mercedes has a low seat. So when you get in, it's very difficult for the spine. Actually, those things were more practical. Now it's more for beauty. I don't know,
we are getting a little but see, what we need to understand is we need to make sure that first we think about earning, not about indulgence. And that also justly, with Loka Sangraha in mind. Just Loka Sangraha, welfare of the world. Loka Sangraha means welfare of the world. Just because I can make you more money, You know, I have to make sure that I don't spoil the environment. On what basis? You have to become conscientious about it.
Guruji, like our families, we were taught this from beginning. We were taught not to waste. But I see now there's youngsters. I mean,
see, it's not just about wasting. It's about higher vision, idea, concept, so that you automatically do it. See, will you not do it in your house if the water level has gone down? Should we not understand that we are in a Vasudeva Kudumba? Then automatically it happens. So that's what I'm saying. Build that higher awareness. Knowledge should give you that. Then automatically everybody will become that. I don't care. My life is fine. How do I care? No. So, when you have two things, values and thinking, then you can't do all these things. And values and thinking are missing, then you get into all this kind of nonsense.
पूर्णस्य पूर्णमाधाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओम शांति 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 ओम कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृते स्वभावात् प्रकृते स्वभावात् करोमि अध्यत् सकलं परस्मै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि नारायणायेति समर्पयामि।
गुरुजी,